So it is called the Mandela 100 Sanitary Towel Drive. As I said before, it's the kind of thing that goes unnoticed because it goes unspoken of. But it's a big problem. It's a problem that we highlighted a couple of weeks ago. Morning, Diane.
Goeie morning.
Dit is 'n groot probleem vir skoolmeisies, want dit hou hulle uit die skool uit. Partykeer is die rede hoekom mense skool mis kompleks en partykeer is dit eenvoudig. Hier is een van die eenvoudige redes.
Ja, en dit is so 'n onnodige ding. Dit is wat heeltemal, ek dink dit is wat almal se verstand te bowe gaan, is dat dit so onnodig is. En die impak wat dit het op jy kan vir jouself dink, enige iemand wat 'n kind in die skool het, as jy 'n paar jaar terug kan onthou toe jy op skool was, as jy die werk gemis het, dan is jy agter. En as dit elke maand gebeur, kan jy dink hoe agter raak jy, en as daar 'n klomp ander goed in jou lewe is, wat dit moeilik vir jou maak om by die skool uit te kom, as jy byvoorbeeld die hoof is van jou gesin, en jy kyk na jou boeties en sissies.
Totally.
What do you do?
And I didn't know about this, I'm going to be honest, because people didn't talk about this.
No.
They just don't, especially not in front of other people. I didn't know about this problem, and it's a simple problem with a very simple solution that I'd like to present to you this morning. If you help a girl child with 67 rand, that keeps her in school.
For six months,
because that's how many school days they miss, because they don't have proper sanitary pads.
Yeah.
And that keeps them out of school.
Yes.
For various reasons. Practical reasons, for confidence reasons, right?
Yeah, and it's about human dignity. So if you can't go to school because you can't control what's happening and you don't want to, you know, end up being the laughing stock of the class, then you stay home.
You just stay home. Just listen to this bit here. You'll hear some testimonials coming in this morning as well. And then I'm going to tell you exactly how you can help this morning, because we're looking to raise 150,000 rand.
Yeah.
To help with this problem. And that's going to help how many kids?
Well, Martin, we're going to schools as far as Limpopo and Mpumalanga, and we're trying to help as many girls as we can.
Tell exactly how you can help this morning. Listen to this.
Being a woman in South Africa has many challenges. Being a girl in South Africa is even more difficult. It's a social reality that's not received much attention until a few years ago, but the latest estimates show that 1 in 3 South African schoolgirls miss up to 4 days of school a month because they cannot afford sanitary towels. That's 50 school days missed a year just because they are girls born in poverty.
I didn't know that I was on my period. I went to my class teacher and she gave me pads and I felt comfortable the whole day.
My first experience with my period, I was in the classroom and I had no idea what was happening. I was scared and confused, but Nemkosa helped me through the process by giving me pads and I was so relieved.
This year, the Nelson Mandela Foundation has chosen the Sanitary Towel Drive and Awareness Campaign to mark what would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. Madiba's personal assistant for 19 years, Zelda Legrancy, started Bikers for Mandela Day in 2010 to put Madiba's legacy of community service to action.
Kinders was baie na in die hart, so dit sou baie ontstellend om te weet, dit is amper onmoontlik om te dink in die hedendaagse lewe dat kinders skool mis as gevolg van armoede, jy weet, en dat hulle iets so basies nie kan bekostig nie.
For only 67 rand, you can help a girl stay in school for 6 months. This small act of kindness can make all the difference in a girl's life. Like Madiba said, it's in our hands. Help us keep our girls in school.
Using the caption word first word, Mandela 100, tell us how much you would like to pledge towards this cause this morning. As you heard there, it is something we don't often speak about. It's just the way we were brought up, I suppose. It's a genuine problem, and you can help us fight this problem and solve this problem and helping thousands of girls this morning. In a very special edition, it's all about the Mandela 100 Sanitary Towel Drive. And we're asking you to help us reach our target this morning of 150,000 Rand, which will help thousands of schoolgirls basically stay in school. And it sounds so simple, but that is what it is. They don't have access to sanitary towels. Stay at home. They don't go to school. Saves them from embarrassment. And that's the solution to their problem, which of course causes a whole lot more problems.
Yes, and if you're talking about the cycle of poverty, we all know, and Madiba was big on education, it starts with education to break that cycle. And if you are forced to not be in school by something completely out of your out of what your daily life, then what do you do?
And I was saying just now, you know, can the parents not step in here and help with that process? And Diane correctly pointed out, we are dealing with many
child-headed households.
Households that don't have parents, they have to figure it out as they go along. Must be tough. I cannot imagine. Dorothy is on the line right now. Dorothy, good morning.
Morning, Martin.
You want to donate in your personal capacity this morning, am I right?
That's right.
And what are you donating?
6,700.
That's fantastic news. That is fantastic news. Dorothy, is this something close to your heart?
Martin, yes, we need to educate people. I fully agree. But you know what? How can you go and learn things if you don't have dignity? And for me, that... This is a core thing. Yes. How can you have dignity? How can you feel good about yourself if you cannot handle this? Sounds terrible. Something like this basic function of your body.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well put.
Where is the dignity in that?
Yes.
So I feel well put.
Well done, Dorothy. Thanks for putting it that way and for your 6,700 Rand donation. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the initiative. Take care.
Thanks, Dorothy.
That 6,700 Rand, that keeps 100 girls in school for 6 months.
It's ridiculous.
That's what Dorothy just
That's
did.
That's amazing. John Nikolakakis, the CEO of Roman's Pizza on the line, old friend to the show as well. John, are you well?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you, Martin.
Good, man. Good to hear your voice again, John. You're also going to donate towards this very worthy cause?
Yes, yes, definitely. We'd like to donate 20,000 Rand towards the cause.
That's amazing. Amazing, amazing. Roman's Pizza, always coming forward, taking care of the communities, putting back. That's amazing, John. That's why we love your brand. Thank you so much for being on there this morning.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Martin. Thanks for having us.
Super. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Well, there you go. That's how you do it right there. That's John Nikolakakis. He's the CEO of Roman's Pizza. 20,000 bucks. We started off asking for 150,000 Rand just about, I would say, 20 minutes ago. We'll do you an update of where we stand right now. My phone calls are now they're coming in thick and fast. Waar staan ons nou?
Ons staan nou op 28,040 rand.
Wat ons nou al klaar in het volgend. So daar's 'n hele paar duisend rand nog om te kom. Rita, praat van ou bekendes. Rita Ingenbleek van Spar Dames Races, is Spar Women's Race, which is coming up soon. Môre, Rita.
Hi, goeiemôre en môre, Martin.
Môre.
Gaat goed met jou?
Baie gedankie.
Nou ja, luister, ons is opgewonde oor hierdie jaar se Spar Races.
Ja, verseker, hoor.
Wat wil julle gee volgend?
Wie wat namens al 25,000 dames wat op daai dag kom stap, wil ek graag vir 25,000 rand gee vir al daai meisies wat dit so nodig het.
Dit is amazing.
The woman for the woman.
That's right.
Ja.
That's right. Rita, as jy gaan vir ons die datum, net vir die mense wat nie weet nie.
Dit is die 4de Augustus by Supersportpark.
Ek sien vir jou daar. Baie, baie dankie hoor.
Baie, baie dankie julle.
Bye-bye. Isn't it amazing that every time we do this kind of thing, you know, you have, it's almost like the same people and new people, you know, coming along, but Spa always there.
Always there. Roman's always there. So whether you are a company or you are an individual, and dignity, education, and the future
amazing.
Of our country is close to your heart, this is your chance.
Another 25,000. Mark Gesommetjie daar.
53,040 rand.
So now we need under 100,000 rand.
Yeah.
Under 100,000 rand.
Nice.
Gepraat van ou bekendes. They coming in. Christo van Randtable. Christo, morgen.
Môre julle, lekker koue oggend vanoggend.
Ja, jy soos Rita en John, wanneer ons jou naam hoor, dan weet ons, dis 'n goeie oggend. Wat wil Round Table doen?
Man, hier is so ongelooflike goeie saak en weer eens, so baie issues in ons land. As ons nie daaroor praat nie, kan ons mekaar nie help om oplossings te vind nie. So dankie julle dat julle weer eens ons so ongelooflike goeie saak na vore bring. Ons het vanaf vanoggend 'n paar oproepe gemaak en Round Table wil help om 150 dogters op skool te hou vir 6 maande. So dis R10,050. Woe!
Lekker, dankie Round Table. Ons waardeer dit vreeslik baie. Lekker om vir jou te hoor en sê vir al die ander ouens baie baie dankie. Cool. Bye, Donkey Christy.
Donkey Christy.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. It's not only the ladies from the ladies' race, the women's race coming forward, it's the guys from the round table.
Absolutely.
And this is how we do it. Waar is jy nou?
Ek is nou by 63,090 rand.
Fantastic. All right, so the pages are coming in thick and fast on the SMS line, Liesel.
Yeah, there's a lot of SMSs here and just a couple of shout-outs as well. Nicola Hines from Rustenburg is giving 1,000 rand. Simone and Claire Becker, another 1,000 rand. That's a mom and a daughter coming together there. Quench Products, 2,680. Nice. Bojanala Batteries, Jolene called us there and she says she's going to give 2,000 rand. Excuse me. And then Ntumeleng from the Enterprises University of Pretoria Finance Department, also 1,050.
That is so, so cool. So with that, we're standing pretty close to 140. As ek nou so gou moet optel. So just over 10 grand to go to reach our target this morning. Byron is on the line, marketing manager of Liquor City. Morning, Byron.
Good morning, Martin and team.
Apart from phoning to thank me for my loyal and regular support.
Most definitely.
What else do you have for us, Byron?
Okay, from Liquor City, we'd like to pledge 10,000 rand.
That's amazing.
This is a great cause and we're only happy to get behind it. It's something that affects many of our staff members and their children.
Oh, wow.
So we're more than happy to assist in this drive.
That's just incredible. Byron, to you, your staff, all your customers and good people, and it's amazing. Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Byron. That brings us pretty close to our target.
Yeah, dit is nou so naby soos dammit on fluke.
Car Care Clinic. Nikki, good morning.
Morning, Martin. How are you?
Good, thanks. I think you're going to take us over our target this morning.
Let's hope so. I actually sent through two donations, one from Car Care Clinic for 5,000 rand and one from Garage Tour for 3,000 rand.
Wow.
So let's hope that gets you close.
I think I've just taken us over our target of 150K. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Such a pleasure. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks.
Okay.
That, I think, gets us pretty close.
Ja, nee, kyk, ons het hom nou oorgesteek.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Die 150 is nou oorgesteek, maar nou sien ek hier's nog
iemand
wat
Let's rub it in. Let's rub it in with some more money. Lisa Sinclair from Baldwin Properties. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, and you?
Very well, thank you.
Is this a cause close to your heart?
Yes, it is. Baldwin Properties and the Baldwin Foundation are very passionate about education. And for these girls to be missing school because of something like this, it's actually quite heartbreaking. So we'd like to donate 10,000 rand to this cause.
Yeah.
So I hope it will go to a good...
Fantastic. That is amazing, Lisa. I really appreciate it. Baldwin Properties, incredible. Now you're taking us towards the 160 mark, which is fantastic.
Thank you
so much, Lisa. That's amazing.
It's an awesome initiative. Keep going, guys.
You're an angel. Good job, angels.
Well done,
good
everybody.
Job.